Karen Gilbert of Southport wrote, NPR is discarding the enlightening, wonderful program Talk the Nation and Neil Conan, the fine, unbiased gentleman journalist. This program made me feel NPR was fair and balanced, but I know differently, especially highlighted when 91.3 brought in Diane Rehm, who no NPR employee can honestly say is fair and balanced. Just too much to ask of most of today's journalists. This is a great loss. Shame on NPR. We had comments about this topic last week also. You can find out more on our website, whqr.org. Community commentator Marianne Nunnally's essay this week, Whatever Happened to Childhood, drew this reaction from Warren Lean. As a retired teacher, I couldn't agree more. Thank you. And B. Pottle wrote, Amen, Ms. Nunnally. Thank you. And Bill Balduck had this comment on Gwennifer Roller's essay, Manual Labor. Phenomenal piece, Gwennifer. Well done. Listener Alex wondered why in our newscast we pronounce the name of a South Carolina congressional candidate as Elizabeth Colbert Bush. He suggested it should be Colbert. According to reliable sources, most of the family pronounces the name Colbert. It's actually Irish, not French. Late night host Stephen, the candidate's brother, uses Colbert, but the rest of his family do not. Lee Tindley wrote on our Facebook page, Thank you for the Azalea Festival's Historic Homes Tour tickets. I can't believe I won. I've been in shock ever since I received your call this morning. I look forward to the tour this weekend. Plus a smiley face. William Lewis wrote on our website, I was a casual This American Life listener whenever it was on until recently. I've listened to every This American Life episode from this year, working on last year. I'm hooked. Listener Carol wrote about our recent rebroadcast of the Sacred Harp Singers documentary. This program is so wonderful. Thank you for airing it a second time. And Anne Brennan, executive director of the Cameron Art Museum, wrote about our live singing there last week. On Saturday, I was working here, hammering out a business plan. It was the first of three bearing down days. The sound of Sacred Harp singing humming through the museum complex was one of the most extraordinary experiences I've ever known here. And during a time I was so otherwise engaged, I wanted to leave numbers and laptops and sing something fierce. We're most honored that you came to us with this remarkable program. We're most keen to help grow a group here and for Cameron Art Museum to continue as the venue. Ours is a partnership, thanks to you. Sacred Harp singing is yet one more of the remarkable offerings that WHQR is bringing to our community. Thank you. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can always leave a message for Friday Feedback via email to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.